views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show on Transformation Talk Radio. My new show is calling you Wake Up to Love, Global Galactic Actions for a New Earth. Wake Up to Love is your call to action. The courage to act on your dreams, the courage to speak your voice, the courage to share your love, to be bold and stand in your power and speak your truth in all of your relationships with life. Love being the action. Peace being the action, abundance being the action, the abundance of the new earth that you are. We are galactic beings living on planet Earth in a vast galaxy that has hundreds of billions of stars. We all came here from different places in the galaxy. And at this moment in time, in our awakening, in the spiral dance that goes along with our evolution, we go around and around and around, expanding and releasing, expanding and releasing, expanding and releasing. And in this new cycle, we're focused on taking action, remembering who it is that we are. Self-realized, awake, conscious, connected to our divinity, fully conscious of being human and divine at the same time. That's a powerful, powerful time. If you haven't listened to my last show, where I shared the top three ways of claiming your spiritual power in the midst of turmoil, go to CorneliaStephanie.com and under radio in the archives is the show. There were lots of powerful tools that were shared. Today's my second show, and I'm excited to introduce you to my very special first guest, Charlene Hess. A powerful living coach, a dynamic speaker, and a fitness guru. Welcome to the show, Charlene.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm excited for what it is that's going to unfold in this enlivening, spontaneous, amazing conversation. And I want to invite you, Charlene, that whenever you want to say something, if you want to say something, feel free to say that you want to speak up, that you want to say something. Okay?
Awesome. Right on.
Cool. So I was very strategic in my creation and having you be the first guest on my show. You and I, we have a very special relationship, and I deeply admire you and respect you for the woman that you are, for where you've come from, what you've transcended within your own being. And I know that over the years that you've allowed me to coach you, to mentor you into your own empowerment, to be your most authentic expression. It blows me away how you show up, how many lives that you touch, and how inspirational you are. I am so grateful to build this new earth with a woman like you, who's willing to accept, who's willing to accept her greatness, her high esteem, and a high self-worth. And now we rise together, you and I, side by side, supporting each other, uplifting each other, and building our new world. There's nothing more satisfying when you see people that you love bloom and soar. That's why I wanted to bring you on today, Charlene, to share you with the world. And then on November 24th, I'm going to be interviewing you with your special story, because you have an incredible story to tell. And having you here in this database on the Transformation Network is the absolute best place to start. And guess what? I get to interview you. It's my creation after all, and all you had to do was say yes. So what I respect about you in being in the field and doing this light work, transforming the shadows into light, it's part of being a spiritual warrior. You're being out there in the field, you're processing, you're transcending the lies, the limitations that have kept you stuck, that have kept you hidden, and we're all doing this. And you having the tough conversations, communicating your new boundaries at the risk of being rejected, all because you know how to process your emotions. And through our incredible journey that you and I have worked together to transcend these limitations, the core wounding of not being worthy, to not live our life in full abundance and glory. So here we find ourselves, Charlene, at the leading edge of creation and wealth. And now, two powerful women having this conversation on the leading edge, guiding passionately in integrity and living our truth. It's been such an incredible journey between the two of us. Here we are, we're women, right? And let's be real, women's worth hasn't always been honored, respected, and appreciated in leadership, right?
Right.
So, being, you know, being light workers, being behind the scenes, transcending the limitations of our wounded ego, our wounded child, and the addict in us is always looking for something to numb the pain, and our victim scared to become empowered, to live life as a creator, fully responsible for what we're creating, right? And so here we are, living empowered now, but it wasn't always like this, was it?
No, it was not.
It's not.
We've come through a lot and have processed a lot and have taken ownership of everything that comes up in our lives. And I think that's probably the biggest transformation that I have made by working with you and doing the work and transforming from the inside out, is taking ownership of everything that comes up and realizing that this is mine and that it's my ability. I have the power, if I realize that it's mine, to transform it and change it. If I think of everything that's coming up to me as something that's happening to me, then I'm powerless. That's me giving my power away. So I think that that's probably the biggest thing that I can think of in my right now, is that taking ownership of everything that comes up.
That's awesome. Yes, absolutely. And it's empowering when we take ownership, because we're not pointing the finger outside of ourselves anymore. We're taking ownership for what's happening, and we're releasing energy, stored suppression, stored emotions from our physical body by doing that, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so you've supported me in so many ways. I'm looking back, because today I want to take you down memory lane with so many different things, and I'm excited about this. You've supported me in so many ways of my creations and expansions as a wayshore, because I'm always discovering new ways of living, new ways of being, and invite others to join me. And you've been one of my greatest supporters, Charlene, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you, because it's been so phenomenal to have somebody to grow with, to walk the journey with, to grow our relationship with, because we know that so many people in our lives leave our lives because they're frightened by our light, right? Or they feel intimidated by when we claim our power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that we are growing our relationship together is another part of this theme today on the show, is showing how to live extraordinary relationships, cultivate extraordinary relationships the way that you and I are. And I really mm-hmm. want to acknowledge mm-hmm. that, highlight this on this show today. So yeah. I wanted to bring up about the first time that I asked you to be a guest on my show. I had sent you a text and I said, mm-hmm. I said to you, would you like to be a guest on my show? And this is what your reply was. You said, I don't know what it entails or what you need me to do, but I trust you. I trust your guidance and I believe in everything you're doing. So sign me up. And I'll put it on my calendar. Sign me up and I'll put it on my calendar and fill me in with the details. Can you believe that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. That's exactly what I meant. I know that. I've walked with you long enough and I've journeyed with you long enough in all of the areas of growth that you've gone through and all of your creations and recreations of yourself. I know that wherever it is that you're going, I would like to come too, because you've never steered me wrong. And I believe that we are really, truly connected in our souls and that we have amazing, powerful work to do. And I feel like our energy together creates an amazing synergy. And that, like you said at the end of your intro, when women come together, mountains move. And I think that's definitely true. Definitely true with us. So yeah, whatever it is you're doing, sign me up.
That's so awesome. Yeah, it's amazing, because on the opposite end of trust is the energy of betrayal. So it's very interesting that, because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about what happens after the betrayal core wound is healed, and now we're emitting and vibrating at a frequency of trust. Because once we release and neutralize that core wound of betrayal, it's not part of our construct anymore. It's not part of the new earth. It's not part of where we're going. And the fact that you said that you trust me means that you trust yourself. That means mm-hmm. that you trust life. And so we're going to take a break. And after we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this emotional freedom and this emotional health that we've cultivated in our life. We'll be right back.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, we're talking about how to be emotionally wealthy. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and with my very special guest, rock star Charlene Hess. Today we're talking. Hello. Welcome. I'm so glad that you're here, Charlene. It's so awesome that you're here.
Thank you. Me too, Cornelia.
Awesome. So we're talking about trust. In our previous segment, we were talking about how we're now emitting an energy, a frequency of trust. And this is what happens when we've completely neutralized the core wound of betrayal in our life. And betrayal, that energy goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years of suppression of emotion that we've suppressed in our physical body that has to be released out of the physical body so that we can emit the truth of where we are. Because remember, in the spiral of evolution where we are now, we are being everything that we are. And if we are bringing an energy of trust, if we're being the energy of trust, which is why you said yes to sign me up to being on the show, even though I don't know what it is, I don't know what it's about, but I trust you. I'm mirroring to you the trust that you've cultivated within yourself and the trust that you've cultivated within your life. But the question that I have for you today is, do you remember a time when you were feeling, when you had betrayal going on in your life, when you were feeling betrayed, when you were feeling betrayed by life or by anything? Does anything come to your heart that you remember about betrayal?
You know, it's funny, when you first put that out there, it was I was really scrambling, like, oh my gosh, like I have to think really hard. Like, I'm just like scouring really quickly through my mind. And when was I betrayed? And you know, I realized that it's been so long. I have been living in trust for so long that the thought of betrayal is like, what? But I do, if I go back and I really go back several years, I could actually remember that I used to feel betrayed all the time. And I started to think about it and I was like, I remember there was a time when, I felt betrayed by my own body and, being a fitness professional and getting an injury and feeling like, wait a minute, I have to be able to perform. I have to be able to do this. And my body's not responding. And this is what I do. And that feeling of betrayal, and that was probably my most recent feeling, and instantly going into trust and going, wait a minute, I trust. I know that my body can do this. I know that I can heal. I know that I can pretty much spontaneously heal myself with my thoughts by transforming my beliefs and stepping out of that betrayal. And I did. I was able to do that and to go through that transformation. But yeah, I've been living in trust for a very long time. Thank you very much. And yeah, betrayal seems like a far distance experience. But yes, I definitely had many experiences of betrayal in my life that I was playing out that I used to hold on to?
Well, for me, when I first discovered the emotional core wounding, because that's part of the work that I do, the emotional mastery mm-hmm. core wounding. And there's really only a handful of core wounding. And you and I, we're going to be talking about two of them today and their opposites. And next week when I have you back, we're going to be talking about another two. So right now, betrayal and the opposite of betrayal, when I first cleared the betrayal wound, that was back in 2010. So that was my first discovery of, oh my God, this is such a deep emotional core wounding, because I couldn't sit for 2 weeks on my butt. I couldn't sit down because the energy was stuck in my root chakra. It was so deep and so dense. And back then in 2010, when we were clearing and when we were doing emotional processing, we were just beginning that emotional mm-hmm. processing work mm-hmm. because 2010, that was such a long time ago, 7 years ago. Mm. So during that time, that it was like, wow. And the way that I discovered this betrayal is I felt the betrayal, of course, in my relationships, and it happened with a friend of mine. And so a friend of mine who I had deep ties with, deep, close relationship with, and all of a sudden it had got to a point where, boom, I was so triggered. I was so activated. And that is when the betrayal core wound revealed itself to me. And I was like, wow. So I didn't know at first how long it would take for this to clear out. But I can tell you, just the same way that you are now, that once you completely clear the emotional core wound, and that is feel it to heal it, it's really all it is that we just have to allow ourselves, our body, to dive in, dive deep into the pain, dive deep into the feeling. And I'm sure if you're like me, Charlene, it's hard right now to even go back to try to even have memory of the emotional pain that was associated with the processing and how far we've come.
Mm-hmm. But you know, Cornelia, I do remember as I'm listening to you talk and I'm going back to, gosh, 2010, I remember those moments of calling you up and, you know, saying, I'm in this place and I'm stuck. And I remember you telling me, you know, you have to get into it and make it big. Imagine that you're blowing up a balloon and let it get so big and feel it so massive until it explodes. Like, you know, every time you keep blowing it and blowing it and blowing it and blowing it until it covers the entire city. And I remember when you first told me that, and I was just like, are you crazy? Like, this mm-hmm. is so painful and it hurts so much and you want me to make it bigger? No, my instinct is I want to run from it. I want to do something to make it feel better. Can't you just tell me what to do to make it go away? And I remember I actually drove to the top of a parkade that we have here in the city that I live in. It's like one of the highest places that I could get to. And I sat in my car at the top of the parkade and I did. And I just felt that. And it was specifically, it was about betrayal and it was about losing a friend that I had. Mm-hmm. And it was so deep and it was so big, but you know, I did exactly that, as I just felt it in every cell of my body until it burst just like the balloon and it was gone and there were no more tears left. And it took a while, but the freedom was incredible. And then the next time I was triggered, I would release it again and poof, it would go away. So much each time it went away a little bit faster, a little bit faster, a little bit faster, until I was able to just clear in an instant. And it took years, but it was worth every bit of the work to where I can sit here today and go, oh, wow, I have to think really hard to remember what it feels like to have betrayal. But I can go back and I do remember that very clearly.
And because of the work,
coming to the other side is awesome.
And because of the work that you're doing, your children, and your children's children will not know what betrayal is because of the new world that you're embodying. because you're embodying the new world of trust. Because we want to be able to live on this planet emitting a frequency that we can trust life, that we can trust each other, that we can trust ourselves, that we can trust God, that we can trust Source, that we can live in trust. And that's the kind of world that we want to create. And so that courageous being that you are, that self-healer that you are, that your body having the ability to self-heal, to self-regenerate, to move beyond the lies, the stories, the limitations that we've had, and now to emit a frequency of trust. And so that's what I want to tell our audience today, all the people that are listening. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you want to call in and ask us anything, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And here we are emitting energy of trust. And so now when you're making choices in your life, you're making choices based on trust, that you're not fearful, because you're choosing, I trust the universe, I trust life, I trust myself. Just like today, Charlene, you didn't know what was going to happen here, and you trusted me to bring you into this experience here. And now my intention is to create a wonderful experience that we have, so that when people hear you, when people hear you in the future, and when people are looking for speakers, that they're going, wow, I want to talk to Charlene. When people are looking for coaches, that they're going, wow, I want to talk to Charlene. That was powerful, the things that she had to say, because I want to see you thrive. That's part of my mission. That's part of my journey. That's part of my passion. That's part of what I do as a wayshower, is invite people to move into their best self, to move into their authentic expression, to move in the truth of who they are, and live their life, create their life, because we can. That's what we're here to do. Right? Yeah.
Right.
So, another core wound that I want to bring up today, and we're getting ready to take another break here shortly, but before we do that, another core wound is abandonment. So the opposite of abandonment, this is also a core wound, and we've talked about this one a long time, and I'm sure you can come up with many stories to identify abandonment. See if you can look back while we're on break. So when I come back, we can talk about the opposite of abandonment. So when people are experiencing feeling abandoned in life, feeling abandoned by their partner, feeling abandoned by their family, feeling abandoned by life, feeling abandoned by God. Because if you track it all the way back, the core of abandonment comes from feeling separation from Source. And so we'll be back here shortly when Charlene and I will continue this amazing conversation.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking today about how to live in emotional freedom, being your true authentic self, and what you can expect after releasing the emotional core wounding from your body. So before break, Charlene, we were talking about another core wound. That's the one I discovered right after the betrayal. So after the betrayal energy and I transcended and cleared that, then I discovered, oh, there's another one. And that's how the emotional core woundings were revealing themselves to me, because I was deep in the quest and desire to heal myself, to heal my life, to heal my body. And I was asking the universe, I was asking Source, how many of these core wounds are there? And abandonment was the second one that came up. And so now, looking back, because we've been at this for quite a while, and remember that we're sharing our stories with our listeners today because we want to be able to tell them what's on the other side. And so do you remember a time when you were feeling abandonment in your life?
You know, this is a really big one for me, Cornelia, as you know. So abandonment was probably the biggest core wound that led to the other three, which we'll talk about in the subsequent shows. But abandonment is really big. I was abandoned by my very own parents. When I was 10 years old, my father left and completely abandoned my sisters, brothers, my mother, and I. And when I was 12, my mother abandoned me, and she moved away and left and just left us. And I've been on my own since then, looking for safety, looking for a sense of a place that I could go to have that trust. And so because of that core wound happening to me in such a profound way, when you feel like if even your parents can't love and support you, then what? And so I let that play out in my life for a very long time, where because I believed that, because of that abandonment that happened, I looked for that in all of my relationships. And I was abandoned so many times to the point that I began to abandon myself. And for the listeners, you know, what does that look? How do you abandon yourself? And I think that one way that that showed up for me was not believing in myself, in starting a project and thinking, oh, well, I don't think that I have what it takes to finish this. I'm not going to be able to complete it. And so I would abandon projects or ideas or thoughts, or I would abandon other people in my life. I would abandon people that wanted to reach out and try to love me. And I felt so unworthy because of that abandonment wound that I wouldn't let people love me. And so that was probably the biggest one for me to overcome, was that abandonment. And if anything is going to try to pop its head back up in processing, further processing in my life today, it would be that abandonment. And it's been a very long time since I've played that out and since I've let that kind of find a way to work its, you know, way into my life, that it's hard to think of something today. But I definitely spent many, many, many years feeling and healing that core wound of abandonment. And now I'm definitely on the other side. And it's possible, because I know abandonment is a big one for a lot of people. And it doesn't have to be something extreme, like having your parents abandon you. It could be in many, many, many ways, which created that feeling or separation from source for me.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so, again, this gives credibility to the work that you and I have done, me as your coach, to assist you in recovering this process within yourself and keep guiding you to your inner light, to your inner truth, to keep coaxing you to not abandon yourself, right?
Absolutely. We've had many, many, many coaching sessions on that, and times where I would be thinking I'm in one place and having you call me out and going, I look a little bit closer. You're abandoning yourself in this, and me trying to wiggle my way out of it and go, but it's not really that, until it was, oh, wait, yes, it is. Back up, feel that, go back to those feelings, because those are hard ones to feel. I didn't want to feel those either. That was, it was just too much. It was too deep. Those were the ones that I was like, I'll feel those ones later. I don't have the energy to feel those ones now. But
that's funny.
Reluctantly, I did. Yeah.
And it's only funny now because you're not in that pain, right?
Right. It wasn't funny at the time.
It wasn't funny in the, and now we can sit here and totally laugh about it. Like you right. can't even, it's not in your, the emotional pain. When does the pain stop? After you feel and heal
yes.
all of the emotional core wounding, that's when the pain stops. Is it uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. Yes. Is it uncomfortable? Is it uncomfortable? So Charlene, tell the audience, you know, I have my way of processing. I have my own way of processing. I do my own process, and you've discovered your own process. So mm-hmm. tell the audience of what it is that you did or what it is that you do to heal the abandonment wound. So if it was to rear its head right now, even though it would only from what I'm seeing, if it was to rear its head, which I don't see, because there is not that emotional energy has been healed, there may come a subtle mental construct that may rear mm-hmm. its head, but that's mm-hmm. it. And it's just a subtle time in that you could choose in that moment, oh, this is the abandonment that's playing out. So I don't see that as something that's going to rear its head in you, to you anymore. But if you were to just tell our listeners what it is that they can do to move into a place of processing and healing the abandonment wound.
Okay, Cornelia. And something that you said that I want to touch on in this is the pain of feeling it. And you said it's not easy and it's not fun and it is hard. It is. But it's not any harder than living with the numbness. And so that's something that I want to point out to listeners, because it's like when you talk to somebody about trying to heal core wounds, people don't want to do it. They're like, oh, but this is going to be so hard. And why would I want to do something that's going to be so hard? Well, it's not any harder than living in the numbness and living in the daily pain of denial. It's not any harder than that. In fact, it's a different kind of heart. It's a release. It's an absolute release, that feeling of release. Like when you're holding in tears, something triggers you and you've got those tears welling up and you hold in them, you hold them in and you don't cry. And you get that burning in your chest and you get that burning in your belly and you're holding on, trying so hard not to cry. And then you come to a place where you just release and you let go of those tears and you finally let them go and they start to come. And it feels so much better than that burning ache of holding them in. And that's the same with feeling the feelings of a core wound. So for me, one of the techniques that I use is, first of all, I identify what it is that I'm feeling, and I own it. And I realize that this, I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling betrayed. I am feeling abandoned. And I first look at it and I identify it and I say the words. I say it out loud. I give it a physical form by using the words, I'm feeling abandoned. So by first acknowledging it, and then I go into, how does this feel? How does it feel to be abandoned? It feels lonely. It feels scary. It makes me feel unloved and unworthy. And then I sit with each one of those feelings and go, wow, how does it feel to be lonely? And I just feel the lonely and I feel the afraid until it passes. And usually it starts to pass pretty quickly. As soon as I audibly give those words acknowledgement, they just want to be acknowledged. They lighten up by at least 50%. And so then I look at through and I feel those feelings and I say, what is the truth? Is it true? Am I really being abandoned, or am I just feeling an old wound that's coming up and needing to be released? And so then I'm able to get my brain wrapped around the feeling. Once I've released the feelings, I can look at the situation more clearly to see, you know, I guess I'm not really abandoned in this moment. I'm feeling those feelings and I'm releasing those feelings because they're real. But the situation now looks different. Maybe that person didn't call me back because they really were busy. They weren't abandoning me. Or, you know, any situation that you can think of yourself, of moments when you felt abandoned. And then I have this lightness and this clarity to go, oh, that's just an old core wound that I'm releasing and letting go of. And then I just sit with myself in absolute love and appreciation, holding myself for being willing to have gone through that work, just like you would a little child that you see working through an emotional issue. And that's definitely one of probably my biggest techniques that I use in releasing the core wounds.
It's brilliantly articulated, Charlene. I love that. And so what's on the opposite side of abandonment that people can look forward to?
Trust, security, connection. That's the biggest word for me, is connection, feeling connected, and not always feeling connected to somebody else, because that is a sense of giving your power away, but feeling connected to yourself. And when you feel connected to yourself, you then are able to feel that connection with others. And I would say that's my biggest piece that I continually work on a regular basis, is feeling connected. And anytime that I'm scrambling out there and looking to connect with somebody else, I need to bring it back home and go, Charlene, are you feeling connected to yourself? Are you feeling connected to source, the source inside of you? And that's where that is. So that's the opposite of abandonment for me, is connection.
Wonderful. And so right now, for everybody that's listening, breathe into your heart. Breathe into your heart. And in your heart, feel the vibration of being held in the safety of your breath and of your vibration. Feel that energy. Feel that energy of feeling safe right there where you are, right now. And that you're not abandoning yourself. You're right here. You're right here. We're going to go to break. And when Charlene and I come back, we're going to talk some more. Be right back.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Today, we are sharing practices that deliver the key to your well-being and health as you claim your power in all areas of your life. Learning a practical approach to self-healing and empowerment using your body as a tool to release anger, illness, suppression, and emotion. I have with me today my very special guest, Charlene Hess.
And hello.
So we were laughing in the break because I have so many testimonials from you. It's amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So what you earlier, Cornelia, you were talking about, you know, going down memory lane and looking back at all the time and the work that we've done together. And I have a testimonial here that I wrote in May of 2012, and it was a testimonial of what have I experienced since I had been working with you as my life coach. And so if I may, I'd love to read what I wrote in 2012.
Okay.
I said, after working with Cornelia, I have gained so much clarity of how my pre-programming was running my life, and I wasn't. I met with her on a regular basis, both in a couples format with my husband and on an individual one-on-one. I was growing so rapidly. After working with Cornelia, I will say that I am a completely different person. I have a totally different life, one that I could not have even conceived of at the time. And I'm not done either. I keep in touch with Cornelia at least once a month to keep me on track. Cornelia always challenges me to get real, to know what is this about, to ask the question, to go inside and be where I'm at. She challenges me to dream and create and accept no limitations, be aware of what is an old belief and a new belief. Currently, my life is not without pain, sadness, challenges, trials, or pitfalls. But the difference is now each experience I have teaches me what I need to learn in that moment, and it propels me to my higher self at lightning speed. I live in each moment. I have all the joy and love I have been searching for all my life. I found it inside of myself. The thing that I was looking for out there is always inside of me. Meeting Cornelia, doing the work, listening to my heart, and being present has given me my life. I am living. Thank you, Cornelia, for leading me, holding me accountable, believing in me, for seeing me, and for loving me. Thank you for being my friend and my coach. Through you and my work, I have found what I've always been seeking for, joy.
That is such an incredible, incredible testimonial. It's like,
isn't
it's like,
great?
It's so freaking awesome. It's like, it's so amazing. And you know what I'm so happy about? I'm so happy that you didn't abandon me.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm married to you.
I'm happy you didn't abandon me and that you let me love you.
Thank you.
That you let me love you. And I'm so happy the relationship that we've cultivated. We're friends, we're colleagues, we're just a dynamic, amazing team. And I feel so good knowing that you're out there in the field inspiring mm-hmm. people to bring their best self. I want to share with you a testimonial that I found this morning that you wrote, and it's the most recent one. And because, you know, we have to tell people that you're also a fitness coach and a fitness guru. And we'll get into all of that as we go down memory lane in the next few weeks anyway. Mm-hmm. But here is what you wrote. My 12-week New Year, New You Transformation Challenge is full. I have 8 amazing, brave women who are stepping up and accepting the challenge to dig deep into every area of their life and do what it takes to reach their goals. I'm overjoyed to walk them through this process and give them the tools to continue to transform their lives into the exact life that they desire. I will be offering this series as one of my personal transformation courses throughout the year. This is my life's work. All of my life's trials and intense hardships that I've overcome have prepared me to create this course. I'm so blessed. Thank you, Cornelia, for being my mentor, my life coach, and my friend, walking me through my transformation.
I remember that one. I wrote that one on Facebook. That's great.
You wrote that one on Facebook, and I just all of a sudden saw it one day, and I got it. So how do people get a hold of you, Charlene, if they want to work with you?
You can go to my website, charlenehess.com. The name of my business is Living Whole. I have Living Whole Beauty, which is my, I'm a hairdresser as well, and that's my Facebook page. So Living Whole Beauty on Facebook and Living Whole Fitness on Facebook. And my website will give you mostly beauty and fitness information as I am continually putting together more of what it is to work with me as a coach.
And the other day you said to me that the kind of coaching, the way that you want to coach people is what? You said, I want to coach people to not tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's become my new tagline is
I, know,
I don't
finish,
want to tell
finish
people
it.
What to do and how to live. I want to help you do you better.
There you go. You want to help you do you better. I love that.
Yeah, because it's so common that people are always looking to be like people, coaches out there always trying to tell people what to do and how to be and change this and change that and do this and do that, which to me, it's like, well, it's always trying to do and be like somebody else. And I don't want to do that. I think that who you are is already great. I just want to help you remove all the stuff that's holding you back so that you can do you, but do you better. So that's where
wonderful.
That comes from.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And so if people want to unleash their inner healer and have personal sessions with me, they can go to my website, CorneliaStephanie.com. You can also go to CorneliaStephanieVIP.com and listen to my daily messages guiding us into the new paradigm. And
oh, that's awesome.
And everybody that wants their 21-day peace practice, which helps you to discover who and what your triggers are, what are your relationships mirroring to you, what are you projecting out onto other people, what energy did you release and let go of today, is all part of the 21-day peace practice, and it's all part of the episode giveaway. So receive this 21-day peace practice, write in the email, I am peace, and send it to radio@corneliastephanie.com. And in that practice, you're also going to find a tool for anger, a tool for emotional processing, and a tool for releasing fear from your life. And so I'm so sad that this show is almost over now, but
we have two more coming,
and then who knows more than that afterwards. But next week, tune in when Charlene's going to be back, and we're going to talk more about emotional core wounding and their opposites. One is about victim consciousness, and the opposite of victim is victor, and another core wound is the unworthiness one, from unworthiness to worthy. And the other thing we're going to be sharing next week is how I coached Charlene to be the healer in her own life and save one of her internal organs that she was advised to have removed from her physical body in doing the work that we did together. And so do you have any final words for our listeners today, Charlene?
I just want to say that thank you so much, Cornelia, for having me on. I love we need a 3-hour show when the two of us get together. But I want to highly encourage you to take advantage of the 21-day peace practice. It is absolutely incredible. Everyone has 21 days that they can commit. And being part of Cornelia's membership and getting the daily messages has been so incredible for me. I absolutely love waking up in the morning, pushing play and listening to the thought of the day that starts me, that puts me in the right frame of mind to go through my day. So I highly encourage you to take advantage of that and go over to her website and sign up. It's absolutely amazing.
Wonderful. And so what's next for you, Charlene? What's next for you in the upcoming, in our upcoming cycle as we wind down 2017 going into 2018?
I am continually putting together, stepping up and stepping out as fully embracing me as a life coach.
Life coach and dynamic speaker. And pretty soon you'll be writing me a testimonial about being on this radio show, how it catalyzed you into our new century and how you are traveling all over the world doing what you love.
That's right. Stay tuned for the future testimonial.
So awesome. Thank you so much, Charlene, for being here.
Thank you, Cornelia.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.